We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What's trending?
All right, let's check in on the hot topics trending.
Number one, of course, is that 10-year contract extension between Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs, up to $503 million, $477 million conditionally guaranteed. Keep him here through the 2031 season. I did check the math again, Bink. I think I was actually right initially. You see, I thought I was doing some bad math. No, no, through 2031.
He's
here for the next 12 years.
You're right. I was wrong.
We're in good shape there. You'll hear from Patrick Mahomes.
And sports people.
Yeah. I've never been good on the math route. But fortunately, we have some people that can break down some of that for us at different times here on the show. Coming up at 12:30, though, you're going to hear from Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Brett Veach. We'll carry that press conference live here on 610. And then on the drive this afternoon after 2 o'clock, we'll have an exclusive one-on-one interview with Patrick Mahomes. We'll talk more about what this means for Chris Jones here coming up in just a little bit.
It was so exciting seeing the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, keeping a homegrown star right with the Kansas City Chiefs. And think about this, the $503 million, I do think he hits the incentives. I think it's very easy for Patrick. Think about his endorsements. Keep in mind, Gronk supposedly and Marshawn Lynch supposedly lived off their endorsements and not their contracts. Patrick Mahomes clearly could. What, State Farm, Adidas, the private jet company, Hy-Vee, all these things that he has, Nebraska Furniture Mart, and he'll have more ads. He's one of the most marketable. He probably is the most marketable superstar. Obviously, LeBron and Tiger and those guys, but in the NFL, the most marketable star. He is going to be insane. Also, Alex, last night, kind of under the radar, especially in this town, the Royals 2020 schedule's out, and I'm very excited for it. Although the first 7 games are on the road, that could be a problem with the traveling and everything else. That's actually 12% of a 60-game schedule. See what I did there with math?
You planned that ahead of time, didn't you?
Yes, but 9 of the first 12 games on the road. But the good news is, the silver lining, the gold at the back of the rainbow, the Detroit Tigers are on there for 4 in the first 7.
9-12 on the road, not ideal. I agree with that. I think the benefit is if you are competitive, if you're in the mix heading into August and September, and certainly the back end of August and into September, you've got more home games on that back end. In fact, the final 7 games, final week of the season, are all home games. So if you are, I mean, if they're in the mix, if they're there, you are at home. And I know there's no fans, but still, that is still an
massive... We don't know.
There's a possibility, certainly. There will be cardboard cutouts of Bank and who knows whoever else are going to be out there.
How about one?
Maybe Vern will have one as well. He should. He definitely should have a couple out there. You look at it and going on the road, flying, locked down in a hotel, all that stuff that really won't seem normal whatsoever. At home, at least you're at home. You have some flexibility there.
Controlled environment.
The first 12 games, at the 9-12 on the road, is going to just be massive. To me, you got to go 500. You need to go 6-6 out of the first 12. You go, you know, 10-12 or 10-2-10, excuse me. Like something like that, where you only have 4 or 5 wins out of the gate, you're in big trouble.
And you know what the best thing about it is the fact that the games will matter. We'll be scoreboard watching. Usually people laugh. I stopped scoreboard watching. We'd scoreboard watch in June or whatever. Didn't matter. It matters now. Like every game, there's scoreboard watching. Don't forget, by the way, Alex, Mahomes, 2:15 on the drive.
Now we got a time. All right. Mahomes, so one-on-one.
15 minutes after we're gone, here comes Mahomes.
Big day for Mahomes in big day to keep it locked to 610 Sports. Number 3 on what's trending, FC Dallas, part of the MLS's back tournament. No more. No, they're out. They got kicked out. Nashville's SC team opening match against Chicago has been postponed. So Nashville hasn't been kicked out, but FC Dallas has. Here's Taylor Twellman on ESPN.
I think it is an easy decision for Major League Soccer. When you look at the numbers, over 550 players have been tested in the MLS bubble. 13 have come back positive. 10 of those, FC Dallas. And so I don't think Major League Soccer really had any decision or choice here. And I think FC Dallas has to live with it. But the one thing is obvious here, Sage, while you and Kevin talk about the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NHL, and even the NFL, we are in a country that are now reaping the benefits of each individual state treating the COVID-19 pandemic in a completely different manner.
Basically, they were in the hot spot, and so that's what happened. And so that's the concern, is you have teams coming together, and while Sporting Kansas City has handled things very well, right? They've been at the forefront of testing and all that. Sounds like FC Dallas maybe wasn't doing as well as other teams, and that's why they got kicked out. They're not going to jeopardize the whole tournament for FC Dallas. And now we're seeing, unfortunately, the Nashville team has some issues too.
First year for Nashville. Five players, they say, tested positive, and four undisclosed. So it could be even more than that. This is what concerns me. You know, we talk about the traveling. What concerns me. Everybody might be fine, but this stuff just hits you, man. Like, nobody expects it. Just boom, you got it. That's the biggest problem with that. Alex, former Chiefs wide receiver Andre Rison, Elway's at Andre Rison Pro on Twitter, says he was hit by a coach while at Michigan State, now wants to be taken out of the school's Hall of Fame. I do find it interesting, though.
What?
He wants to be taken out of the Hall of Fame. I do find it interesting. Why is this coming up now? He actually sent his son, Hunter Rison, to Michigan State before Kansas State. Now he's at a JUCO. But originally he was at Michigan State. Would that have even been an option if you had these feelings that a coach hit you and you wanted to be out of the Hall of Fame?
His reason, he said, back then you just thought it was part of being tough and being a football player that wanted to make it to the National Football League and ultimately change the living situations of my mom, brothers, sisters, and family. So he's saying at that point in time he did what he had to do. This incident that he alleges with an assistant coach, Carl Buck, struck him in the locker room for a game at Illinois back on October 18th of 1986. So
it's weird.
It's been a little while.
Can we call him Andre Rison, or is it Brock Middlebrook?
That's right. Andre Rison's a name I hadn't heard in a while.
Or Brock Middlebrook. That was his alias.
That's right. That's
he was such a star, he had to go by an alias of Brock Middlebrook.
Andre Rison doesn't want in the Hall of Fame there at Michigan State
I
anymore.
I mean, do you want to be taken out of any
fine.
Hall of Fame?
What does college Hall of Fames mean anyway?
But you can say you're a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, but you can still say he was a Hall of Famer, and people look and realize he's the one that removed himself. They didn't remove him. He's removing himself,
Kramer
essentially.
Kramer and I gave ourselves a fake award for virtual broadcast, and we go around and call ourselves award-winning.
That works.
Did you get a jacket?
No, we didn't get anything, sir, as a matter of fact. But we gave ourselves a very prestigious award, but we're award-winning.
What would the trophy look like? What would the trophy look like? It'd just be like an Xbox? PlayStation?
Probably. Like a golden PlayStation.
Something like that? That'd be the with a little microphone on top of it?
I guess.
Okay. All right.
You can be award-winning if you want to. Just give yourself an award.
There you go. That's what's trending here on Cody and Gold. Again, coming up at 12:30, Patrick Mahomes, Andy Reid, and Brett Veach will carry that press conference live. Up next, though, what does the Mahomes deal mean for Chris Jones? 8 days to go till that franchise tag deadline.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending. The fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, back here on Cody and Gold. Alex Gold with you. Steven Serta as well. Jay Binkley in for Cody today. He'll be back tomorrow. Coming up in 15 minutes, Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Brett Veach will carry their press conference live here on 610. First time we'll hear from them since the big 10-year contract extension handed out to Patrick Mahomes for up to $503 million. Also, again, on the drive this afternoon at 2:15, they'll have an exclusive one-on-one interview with Patrick Mahomes.
Christmas in July.
So needed, right? I mean, considering the last 4+ months or so, what's been going on, sports, non-sports.
Suck.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, it's been miserable, right? Everybody's been in this thing together, but it's been miserable. And
what's they saying, Chris? We're all in misery, Ellen. We're all in hell.
I mean, Big 12 tournament gets canceled just from a sports angle, and then, you know, we haven't had soccer, Sporting KC, we haven't had Royals games yet, and this is like the biggest thing since the parade.
Alex,
really.
I'm on my 92nd game of virtual baseball.
That's all we need to know, right?
No, I'm saying
that's all we need to know.
It's sports.
You never thought you'd be near 90.
No,
nobody did
at that point
in time. So, it's
Kramer's yet to shower.
Oh, yeah. Sorry for you. Sorry for you on that one. It does, though, put everybody, I think, in a good mood when you see news. Knowing that, not that you were ever truly worried that Mahomes wasn't going to be here for a long time, but now, you know, 12 years, like, you know, he's locked in for 12 years, and the way the contract is structured for the first 3 years of it, it doesn't kill them, right? And it doesn't have a tie into the cap, which was one of the concerns, I guess, that you would have with it, with it. Salary rise with the cap, the percentage of the cap.
$6.5 million before the deal.
That's not the case. And Andrew Brandt was on with the drive yesterday, Andrew Brandt, a Monday Morning Quarterback in SI, and Here's what he had to say. For those that are wondering, does this deal mean you're stuck? Does it mean you can't better the roster going forward?
If you read my tweets, I've kind of clapped back against this narrative out there that you pay a quarterback top-tier money, you can't afford to build a Super Bowl team around him. I just think that's tired, that's lazy, that's a cop-out. You know, I managed the Packers 10 years, always had Favre, Rodgers, top-pick quarterback. Think about now, we have a $200 million cap. I would imagine Mahomes' cap number this year is, I don't know, in the 20 to 30 range. And you got half your team, probably at least half your team on rookie contracts. So say they're all making $1 million cap number. That's between Mahomes and 40 players on your team, you're counting about $60, $70 million. So you can come up with $130 million in cap room for the other 25 players. So I just think that that's a cop-out. Now, if teams have mismanaged the gap and have a lot of dead money because of bad contracts, that's another issue. That has nothing to do with paying quarterbacks.
And it's even less than actually when he was talking yesterday. That was before we knew the final numbers of the deal, in fairness to him. But the cap number for this upcoming year is much smaller than what he even mentioned, right? It's $5.3 million or so, according to SpotTrack, who we had, of course, on the show a little bit earlier today. If you missed that, you can head to 610 Sports and check out the podcast there. But like, it's the first 3 years of this deal. It's like the next year it's 20 something and it gets up to 31. Like, it's not something where you have the massive cap hit for the next 3 years under this Mahomes extension. And so you have the flexibility still to go take care of some guys. You mentioned that Kelce probably going to get a little bump in pay here pretty soon, depending on what happens with the George Kittle deal out in San Francisco.
And I think when you look at the cap, and sometimes you look at it, it looks a little scary at the end. It looks really scary at the end, but don't be scared, because they'll restructure this. They always do. They always find a way to do it. Tom Brady always found a way to restructure. Peyton Manning did the same thing. It's restructuring your deal so it becomes more affordable. The question is, they can afford Chris Jones. We know this. They can massage the cap enough to bring in Chris Jones. It's going to take you a bunch. Do you really want two defensive linemen with a $100 million contract? It's going to be the want to. They can, I do believe. But again, I think it's scary for the Chiefs to do it. I mean, it's not scary to me to put money in Mahomes. This guy's an MVP and a Super Bowl MVP.
Yeah, nobody else, I'd feel more comfortable in putting money.
But putting big money, it's always a risk. You have to flip a coin. Like, did Frank Clark live up to that contract earlier in the year? They probably wanted more production, and he probably wanted more production. Then you got that production. There's no guarantee. When you pay somebody, there's no guarantee. But to have all your eggs in one basket, that's tough to do. That's tough to do. Now, Frank Clark did pan out, and it was great. And I mean, I was a huge fan of seeing Frank Clark in training camp, because I knew that was there, because he brought that dog.
And once he got healthy, he was the guy you thought you were getting.
It's exactly who you got. And I don't know. They can afford to do it, but again, do you want to do it? That's the question. I want
how bad
three TVs on my wall. I could probably do it, but do I want to spend money on maybe eating or something else, or put the TVs on the wall? I mean, there's decisions to make, but I do think, well, they can't afford it. The question is, at what value do you put on his production?
And does Chris Jones, let's say you say, okay, they can financially, they
stopping
could
figure- the run is the A number one for this defense. And yes, it was better for Chris Jones, but when he was off the field,
and that's
teams actually averaged a yard less per carry. Now, that's A number one for this defense, is stopping the run. That's their top priority. Does he fit into that mindset?
And you got to balance it, because I know a lot of fans will look at the Super Bowl and look at what Chris Jones was able to do in the Super Bowl and certainly batted down passes. And like, do they win that game without Chris Jones? And that's the dilemma that you have. But if you are even willing to get to a point where, all right, this contract's done for Mahomes, now that roadblock's out of the way for Chris Jones. Is Chris Jones, if the Chiefs were willing to get to a point, though, Bink, is Chris Jones willing, though, to push it further down the road? Because the same way they structure the Mahomes deal is likely how they would need to structure a Chris Jones deal in terms of further out. You're not going to go with a massive cap hit in 20. He's got $16 million or so on the franchise tag right now. But you're not going to go with a massive cap hit in 2020 and 2021. Is he willing to kick it further down the road? He would have to be willing to do that. The odds of a deal getting done went up a little bit. No question with the Mahomes deal being done. I still don't think they work out a deal before we get to July the 15th here in about 8 days.
Well, it's a rarity, though. I mean, you could look at it. Pat Mahomes is probably widely considered by most of the NFL to be the top offensive player. And Chris Jones, you can make an argument top two player defensively, right? Can you sign the best offensive player and probably the second best defensive player to massive contracts? Think about that. You're taking the entire league. You're taking the best player on offense and maybe one of the best players on defense.
In a different offseason, I think the answer is yes.
Yes, but the Chiefs have a chance with Chris Jones because he buys into the system and what they're doing. And I do think there's enough strong leadership on this team that, and I do believe the Chiefs' word is gold with this regime. Like, hey, you know what, Chris, we're going to take care of you. We need to take care of Pat Mahomes. We will take care of you. You will get yours. I think the Chiefs can carry more weight doing that because of just kind of the family atmosphere they have than maybe if he's playing in Cleveland or somewhere else where, I don't know, because you guys are going to be gone. You guys are firing coaches and GMs every year. But this is stable. This is rock-solid stable here in Kansas City. Could be a chance. I do believe he plays this year on the tag, but I do think there is a possibility they will take care of him in the future. But again, Kelsey, these other situations, what are you going to have? And can you afford arguably a number two player on defense in the NFL and pay the number one player on offense in the same offseason? That's tough in this league.
If you're not dealing with the potential of the cap staying flat, which is where it looks like it's heading, and pushing that further down, I don't think
if it's going up, then probably deal's done.
Right, because the new TV contract and things like that. Yeah, this probably isn't a debate. It's just unfortunate timing for Chris Jones. It's an offseason where Mahomes is getting taken care of, and it's also an offseason in the middle of a pandemic. And we had mentioned how Mahomes' extension was the first deal to be done since McCaffrey, basically, in the month and a half ago it's been. All right, coming up next here on Cody and Gold, Patrick Mahomes, Brett Veach, Andy Reid live on 610.
Cody and Gold, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending, the fix and flip guys at caseylend.com.
Back here on Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Steven Serta, Jay Binkley in for Cody Tapp today. Coming up in a matter of moments, we will hear from Patrick Mahomes, Brett Veach, and Andy Reid. Their press conference will be live here on 610 Sports Radio following that announcement, of course, of that 10-year extension worth up to $503 million. So expecting to hear from all three of them. Saw that big smile on Mahomes' face in that photo. He's always got a smile on, but that was extra cheesy yesterday, that's for sure.
I want to hear from Lee.
Lee Steinberg, he's got to be feeling pretty good today as well.
Yeah, he's got to be having a good time. You know, I mean, think about his career, just the ups and downs. I mean, this guy was the inspiration for Jerry Maguire. That's who represents Mahomes.
Yeah, Bink was watching a little Jerry Maguire this morning.
Yeah, Tidwell getting the money. The contract by Jerry Maguire. Show me the money.
I don't know how you would have slept last night after you just signed a deal worth $503 million. I don't know how you do it.
I don't think I would have, actually. I would have been...
Although Adam Lefko of Bleacher Report, he tweeted out this morning that he texted with Mahomes, I guess, and asked, you know, basically, like, how are you feeling, essentially. And I guess Mahomes responded back. He was at a 7 a.m. workout today.
It does not surprise me.
We'll find out, I'm sure, when we hear from Mahomes here in a little bit exactly what my inspiration level was.
I respect these guys that get money and they still do those things. Because I can just imagine rolling out of bed and you get a couple hundred mil. Like, what's your motivation level? But I give props to those that do it.
That's
what
I'm saying.
That's their job. That's what they do.
It is. And he's also one of those guys where you talk about 10-year contracts and $503 million. You're not concerned one bit. There's nobody else.
To be set for life and your kids set for life and your family set for life and they never have to worry about a thing. That's like, well, man, that's the dream, man. Because I mean, you could take care of everybody in your life.
24.
With one phone call.
He's 24 years old.
Yeah. Take care of your family and their family and their family for life. That's...
with endorsements and everything, yeah, absolutely. He's going to be a billionaire.
It wouldn't even matter, but he would take care of everybody for life. Nobody in his family would ever have to worry about a thing ever again. I mean, that's got to be an amazing feeling.
And just
for anybody.
And also just to know the success that you've had, and you feel like, I'm sure that you still can be better than what you are right now, and he's already the best quarterback in football.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why it's so exciting as Chiefs fans here in KC.
You're getting talked about to go play golf with Tiger and Phil and all those guys on the match, and you'll probably be the biggest celebrity there with Tiger. I mean, it's unbelievable what's going to come his direction. You know, the casting company's trying to talk him into getting into production like a lot of these athletes are doing when they get into these production companies, but... He's probably going to, well, he won't be, but his agents will. He'll be inundated, I believe, with endorsements like crazy because he's done the right thing. I mean, he's done the right things on and off the field that he's become a marketing superstar, and people are, you know, jonesing to have him rep their company. He's the hot name now. He's the one kids are buying their jerseys for. And, you know, like State Farm, people are probably buying insurance for them because Mahomes is on it. I mean, who knows?
And he's in Kansas City. Like, that's what's so awesome. Not just because as sports fans, but just that anybody that grew up here, to imagine that the face of a sports league and the richest contract in sports history would be from a Kansas City athlete, and that he's going to be here for the next 12 years at least. That's just an amazing thing.
Look out, Kansas City, man. We're flexing our muscle here. World championship in 15 with the Royals, 19 with the Chiefs. It's title town, baby.
Absolutely is. And, you know, you were even asking me off air earlier, just think, you know, Mahomes clearly in Kansas City, it's as big as it gets. I know you brought up Brett from the 80s. But man, considering what the NFL is now, the NFL is the most popular sport at this point. No, so it's like, he's the face of it.
Yeah, but Brett was the heyday of baseball, and it was the biggest thing going in the 80s. It certainly was. I had Chiefs season tickets to the 80s.
Social media and marketing now, I just feel like, and again, I'm living in the moment now, right? I understand Tom Watson
would have been a superstar had he done the 8 majors as we're sitting here now. It would have been totally different. He was considered a third franchise in this town. But this is the era. I just wonder who the next one is. Who's the next big one for Mahomes? Endorsement-wise.
Oh, company-wise? Oh, yes. Man. Everything's on the table, so it could be anything. We already know. I mean, he already has his apparel and shoe deal.
It might be hard to get him for like a local dealership now or something like that. I mean,
you think?
I was going to say that.
The prices have changed just a little bit.
I mean, Oakley, things like that. I mean, it's. What do you think the next one is? Campbell's? He hasn't done the Campbell's yet, has he?
Hasn't done that. I think that's almost too low. Go bigger. Think bigger.
Mahomes higher than Campbell's Chunky Soup commercials? That usually is a superstar.
Do anything. You're the one that wants to start a Mahomes burger chain.
Yeah, I think it would be awesome. Can you imagine the franchises in Texas on that thing? They love them down there.
That's Whataburger country, though, man.
Wait until
text line says Whataburger.
Wait until he comes out and says he purchased Texas Tech. Wait for that day. How about Mahomes bringing an NBA or an NHL team here?
You know, you fast forward 15.
There's our ownership
20,
group.
He would be the head of it at some point.
In the ownership group. Because he's one of the richest guys in Kansas City now.
No question. And he's going to have most likely another huge contract coming his way if they end up not fulfilling the full 10 years.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.